Well, this is a situation this morning where we are seeing those National Guard troops arrive, but already the other federal law enforcement officials have been on the street, FBI, Homeland Security, and other agencies, I guess, as well.
Yeah, this collaboration between these federal agencies, part of Trump's plan and his mind to really curb what he's calling a rash of crime in the district. This runs absolutely concurrent or opposite to what district leaders say, though, about crime in the area, saying that year over year, they've seen a decrease. In fact, it's at levels that we saw before the pandemic. The mayor, Muriel Bowser, said right after President Trump's announcement that this was a clear overreach, unprecedented and unnecessary. The district attorney general also said that this is illegal and unlawful, rather, but it's unclear if the district will pursue litigation. So far, though, we know that the mayor met with Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday, and as of now, it appears the Metropolitan Police Department will work in tandem with the administration for the foreseeable future.
Do we know if Mayor Bowser has actually talked with President Trump at all?
No word yet on if a conversation between the president and the mayor has happened, but again, she has met with the attorney general, who will be leading this effort of sorts. It's the Department of Justice who ultimately will take the reins over the Metro Police Department. And I should also mention, though, that this is temporary based on how this emergency order will act. The Trump administration has anywhere up to 30 days for this to stand, this takeover of police department, and then any further extension would require congressional authorization.
I think there's some confusion about that because D.C., you know, a few decades ago did get the home rule with the election of the mayor and council members there, where they had been appointed by the federal government before that. But this is allowed through the home rule legislation of a few decades ago?
Correct. And there is still some gray area with that. For a time now, the district has operated through its own governance. It has its own council, it has its own mayor, like you mentioned. They also have its own attorney general. But that we've seen times, and this is a bipartisan thing, where the ordinances moved out of the district council has clashed with the administration or Congress. In fact, it was President Joe Biden who pushed back on a D.C. crime bill and look to overturn that. So it's certainly not unprecedented for the federal government to intervene in local politics here, but to this extent is what district leaders are saying is certainly unlawful.
Now, the D.C. police during this temporary period, are they reporting to the Justice Department? How is this organizationally set up right now?
Right. They're reporting to the Justice Department, according to the Trump administration. Like we mentioned, there are several other federal law enforcement entities that are part of this task force mission moving forward. And the goal here isn't just to target crime. The president also said that he's looking to beautify the district by cleaning out homeless encampments and handling folks without homes on the streets. Caroline Leavitt, a spokesperson for the White House, said yesterday that moving those people is paramount. The options here are they could either go to a housing facility or substance abuse resources, or they face fines and potential jail time the longer they refuse option A.
Torian, there have been hints from the president himself that this is hinting that this might be tried in other cities, but Washington, D.C. is unique, not being a state. Has there been any more word about what cities he might attempt to do something like
that? Yeah, the president himself said that he's looking at Chicago and Baltimore. I will note that these are Democrat-governed places. And it's been in line with not just what the president said on the campaign trail, but his first 6 months in office, where he's been targeting Democratic politicians for how they choose to govern. Democrats say that this is exactly what they decried on the campaign trail, how he will seek retribution. And the White House is simply saying that they believe these states, these municipalities, are run incorrectly and at the harm of American citizens.
Thank you so much, CBS News reporter Torian Small from the White House. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks again.